along North 42nd Street in West Philadelphia. One block off Lancaster Avenue, a green lawn marks the site where half a dozen houses once stood. Two new colorful murals flank the walls of row homes that make an L shape around the lawn. They're a narrative mural, and WHYY's Elizabeth Perez Luna spent months following its creators, young, homeless people, and the artists who gave shape to their stories.
If you remember some of the old colorful tourist maps where little drawings marked worthy sites, you'll get a sense of the new murals. They are the road maps of people's lives, young teen mothers, high school students whose housing situation is in constant flux, the youth who prefer not to be called homeless. The roads take us on their voyage through countless obstacles.
Sometimes I feel like I'm too young to be witnessing a lot of things that has made me who I am. And I feel like certain times I had to rely on myself because I have to be independent, because I know at the end of the day, no one else is going to do what I have to do.
For the past year and a half, young teens like Delilah have been meeting at a nearby storefront on Lancaster Avenue, rented by the Mural Arts Project. It's a hub for the Journey to Home project. I started going there on countless Friday afternoons to meet the students and tape interviews and sound. I saw how it became a workshop, a gathering place for conversation, art making, and exchanges of information about social and community youth services, a place to create some of the work that became images and symbols for the two wall murals called Home Safe.
Art can be a means of escape.
Muralist Ornel Martinez is one of the artists who created the new mural.
You know, these young people that we've worked with have dealt with a more difficult reality than most people. And, you know, their resilience is really, in my, you know, really inspiring to me.
Shira Walensky, the other muralist in the project, was interested in a group of teen mothers living at Glorious Place, a temporary women's housing center. To help them tell their stories, she started with two questions.
Where are you from and where are you going? I was really surprised how the women that I worked with really jumped in and created these very personal maps that actually went into, you know, some specifics about I was here, I was living with my sister and her boyfriend, you know, I was kicked out, I was here.
These conversations, full of passion and hope, give the colorful mural its words and structure. The style has a woodcut quality where roads and symbols depict furniture, household items, and they are peppered with words that say, building a new dream, my hard times, living from house to house, and home safe. To get here, it did really take a village of artists, social service counselors, youth rights advocates, educators, students, and neighborhood people. I recorded the stories in a small makeshift studio in the storefront. They are not easy stories. They speak of adversity and isolation, struggle and displacement, families divided and attempts at building new families, and throughout it all, the presence of violence. 16-year-old Marquise tells the story of how the simple act of leaving his house to go to school is fraught with danger.
And it was one day that me and my nephew was coming outside, and we were actually face to face, you know, with death, because, you know, I could have died, you know what I mean, because a man, you know, had his gun pointed and stuff like that, and no hesitation, we just ran for our lives. And I feel like we shouldn't have to do stuff like that.
I'm just living every day like it's my last. Before I pass, man, I hope I make a little cash. Get my dad all the money that he never had. Put him in a jacket.
The transcribed interviews also provided the words for rap songs and poetry. The regular participants were employed by Mural Arts. For many, it was their first job. Artist Ornel Martinez says working in the mural project gives young people real life skills, such as learning music production.
Learning audio or video or design, working in graphic arts, that these kids could actually use towards building portfolios and then applying to colleges as well.
The Safe Place murals will be dedicated tomorrow afternoon with a series of events set in a painted shipping container that functions as an art gallery, a performance stage for poetry, storytelling, and music. Elizabeth Perez Luna, WHYY News.